Katrina Woods in Panbela Beach.
Katrina, tell us, what an amazing effort and achievement it was by Cooper on Saturday night. For those who didn't hear, tell us, just give us a bit of a summary of what happened and your experience watching from home.
When Cooper had his first qualification run on Thursday night, he had a fantastic run and skied wonderfully, but was just a little bit slow. So that kind of set him up to re-qualify again on the Saturday night. So his main goal was to really up his speed a bit and still put down a clean run. And that's exactly what he did. He kind of went from slowest to fastest. And that first heat that he did on Saturday night, he came down with the fastest time. And then from every final that went through, every qualification, he just kept stepping it up and stepping it up and stepping it up and putting down a clean run. And, yeah, it took him all the way to super final.
How did that make you feel sitting at home in Panbela Beach and watching your boy make it through to the super final?
We were immensely proud. It was just unbelievable to watch. We were jumping out of my seat and it was just phenomenal. He just was kicking goals, and we could just see on his face how happy he was to be achieving these dreams that he's always had.
Yeah, leads to my next question. When did Cooper first let you know about his dream to be an Olympian?
He decided quite young. He was probably around 10, 11. He started doing inter-school competitions, and then he went overseas. His first overseas trip training was when he was 12, and then that was the last Christmas we had with him until the Christmas of 2019. So, we didn't have another Christmas with him for 5 years, or 7 years. It was a long time. And so he's shown a lot of commitment, and he spends a lot of many parts of the year away from us, which is difficult. But, yeah, once he had that dream, that was it. There was no changing it.
And, Katrina, just tell us a little bit about how, a boy from Panbela Beach got into the sport of mogul skiing. It is quite a niche field, but I believe you were a competitive skier, and it was Cooper's uncle had something to do with it as well.
And Cooper's dad, my husband and I, that's how we actually met. We were on the ski team together, and then my husband's brother was on the ski team, and also my sister was on the ski team, so the four of us were all there. So he definitely has a lot of history there with all of our families so entrenched in it. And we were actually running a ski lodge in Perisher when he was born, in Smiggan. So he was actually born in the snow. That was his very first time.
Wow, and everyone on the south coast down here has just gotten right behind Cooper and is so proud of him in his first ever Winter Games. What's your message to the south coast community?
We just want to thank everyone. It was just phenomenal, the amount of support and love and messages that we've received. We had people doing drive-bys at our house after he made the super finals, honking their horns and getting out and yelling, and it was just phenomenal. There's just been just an overwhelming outpour of love. It's been wonderful, and we're looking forward to him being home soon and being able to see everyone and share that with them.
What are the plans to celebrate, and then what's next for Cooper?
Yeah, we haven't really made any plans yet. We're just excited to see our boy, and we'll decide something with him then. I think the first thing he'll be doing is putting on his wetsuit and going for a surf. He's definitely missed the water, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And any plans yet to start training for the 2026 Games?
Well, the World Cup season still hasn't finished, so he may still end up going to do the last few World Cups, which are in March. So we may only have him home for a few weeks. He's just talking to his coaches to make that decision as to whether he goes or not.
Oh, well, it's extremely exciting, not only for us here on the South Coast, but all of Australia is, was extremely proud of Cooper and can't wait to see what he brings next in the sport. Katrina, thank you so much for having a chat and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.